Diane Thome, our next composer, was the first woman to receive a PhD in music from Princeton. She also holds an MFA in composition, an MA in theory in composition from the University of Pennsylvania, and two undergraduate degrees with distinction in piano and composition from the Eastman School of Music. She is professor of theory in composition at the School of Music of the University of Washington. The piece we will hear is Ruins of the Heart. It was inspired by Edmund Helminsky's translations of texts by the 13th century Persian Jalaluddin Rumi, widely regarded as the greatest Sufi poet of all time. Excerpts of the texts are used, with the soprano functioning as narrator and singer. As the piece evolves dramatically, the vocal and orchestral music gradually becomes more intertwined. Ms. Thome tells us that she was interested in composing an orchestra tape work in which the tape would function both as a quasi-acoustic complement and as a powerfully contrasting counterpart to the live instrumental and vocal music. Ruins of the Heart, written by Diane Thome in 1990, performed by the Cincinnati Philharmonia Orchestra, Gerard Samuel conducting, and Mary Henderson soprano, is about 18 minutes long. Here is the text. With every breath, the sound of love surrounds us, and we are bound for the depths of space without seeing. Empty your head of grief and drink from the stream. The grave is a veil before the gathering of paradise. This is love, to fly toward a secret sky, to cause 100 veils to fall each moment. This is the time of union, the time of eternal beauty. Inside myself, I discover the scent of the friend. In every breath, why not hold this self close every night?
With every breath, the sound of love surrounds us, and we are bound for the depths of space without seeing.